Jim, National Geographic, I guess, what are you doing here? People know National Geographic. Why are you working and coming to Clinton?
Yeah, we're developing an interactive website to promote sustainable tourism and well-managed tourism along the Mississippi River. Started this project in winter of this year with our major project partners, the Mississippi River Connections Collaborative, which includes the Mississippi River Parkway Commission, with support from the National Park Service, National Fish and Wildlife Service, Delta Regional Authority, Quad Cities, Mississippi River Trail, all these groups kind of coming together for us to be able to create a guide for what's so special about the Mississippi River so that people from near and abroad can have information to plan their travel in a way that will better benefit the community economies of residents along the Mississippi River. And what we're doing is outreaching to communities for people to share with us all those things that you can do, places that you can go, places that you can stay that reflect the place-based authenticity of the Mississippi. And this incredible, diverse region, right, from the headwaters all the way down to New Orleans, as some of America's greatest cultural and ecological biodiversity. And we want to share that opportunity for how to travel along the river with people from around the globe.
Jim, you're here looking for Clinton area projects. Are you kind of traveling up and down the river in a number of different spots?
What we're doing is, in this stretch, we'll be covering the entire Mississippi River during the course of the project. And in this particular stretch, I'm going from Quad Cities to Winona, Minnesota. And we're doing 14 community outreach meetings to talk with local tourism stakeholders and inform them how they can upload content onto the National Geographic Geotourism website for the Mississippi River, mississippiriver.natgeotourism.com. But if you don't remember that, you can just, on your own personal Google machine, put in Mississippi River Geotourism. It's tagged with Geotourism. It'll be the first thing that'll come up on a Google search. And local residents, people that are tourism stakeholders, are encouraged to tell us what's so special about your place on that website.
So if they're not here at today's meeting, somebody who's got an event or whatever can...
micro, small, and medium business, a hospitality, a bed and breakfast, a guiding service, a marina, can go on to mississippiriver.natgeotourism.com, click down on nominate on the map guide. They'll go to a registration page. They put in their name, their email address, their password. It'll take them into the content management system or the back end of the site. Very intuitive process for them to share with us their text, their photos, their contact information. They'll geolocate themselves in a GIS system and create their own landing page that, after we review it, fact check it, edit it, approve it, along with our partners in the Mississippi River Connections Collaborative and the other organizations that we're working with, we'll eventually, if approved, go live onto the site.
National Geographic has named national, maybe international. Why the Mississippi River?
I don't think there's perhaps another region more internationally well-known than the Mississippi River. You know, I just finished a project in Sri Lanka, in eastern Sri Lanka, and I think if I walked down the street in Colombo and I asked someone, have you ever heard of the Mississippi? Probably would say yes. Maybe they don't know the entire context of it, but if you think of the great river systems in the world, the Danube, the Amazon, the Ganges, the Mississippi, everyone here has heard of those other three rivers as Mississippi. So I think we have an opportunity here to use that recognition of that concept of the Mississippi, this river system that really defined, you know, the future of America. It's where the South met the North and created the West in so many ways. It is this, the story, if we go from the headwaters down in New Orleans, of our cultural diversity and our biologic diversity and all that we are. So I think telling the story of America and visiting that story of America can be experienced along the Mississippi, from the food, drink, music, places that you can go, things that you can do along the river, learn about who we are and what's so special about our place.
Now, is that website live?
It's live right now. Yeah, it's we can look at it as a website in construction, right? We will go live with the site for a public-facing site. The site will have features and functions for travelers to be able to plan their travel up and down the river in sections or as how long or wide that you would want to do that. Our project area is about one county wide on both sides of the river till we get down to the Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana Delta region, in which we encompass the whole Delta because it's kind of its own destination in a lot of ways itself. We're gathering information, right? We're in that site gathering information phase, which we'll be going through between now and November. We'll always be able to add new content on the site. But between now and November, we're trying to gather as much information as possible so that we can build our editorial storyline against it as well for that public-facing site that will go live probably in April or May of 2016.
So people can go, if they want to go today or tomorrow, for example, and want to start looking at places to go, they can at least find some preliminary information.
Exactly. We've got about 205 active, what we call nominations on the interactive map right now. We have about 250, 260 that are in some status of review, and others coming in every day. But yeah, there's a great sampling of things up and down the river that you can see. And as we do these outreach meetings in different sections, more and more of that will start coming in.
So as they go today, it'll look different a year from now or 6 months from now, and that's what you want.
It'll look different every week. It'll be this dynamic way in which to tell the story of the region, be able to connect the dots in order to plan your travel along the Mississippi River.
Now, so you're here in Clinton, you've had these other outreach meetings. Are you finding people receptive to this idea? Are you finding some things that, oh, we need to do this and do that to get it on the website?
Well, I think people are excited about it, obviously, and that's been really heartening for us. We began with a series of strategic planning meetings, two-day interactive workshops with key stakeholders in Memphis, Quad Cities, St. Louis, and Minneapolis, which we created kind of the seed information in order to develop the website, and that community of people helped us then identify these key communities. And as we engage with more and more people, we get not just, it's not the quantity of the information, it's the quality of the information. You know, these are places that, you know, are special, that we want to stand behind, that are doing a really good job of what they're doing. You know, those really good guides, those really good, you know, outfitters and micro, small, and medium businesses that are engaged in hospitality and food and drink and events and festivals that can really highlight the best of the Mississippi.
So I guess within the Clinton area, that people should be looking to put up, you know, a lot of things, you know, such as the, you know, the Sawmill Museum, the Children's Discovery Center, festivals or anything else, restaurants, they all work?
That's it, exactly. That's what we're looking for. We want, you know, the people that own those places or have some knowledge of those places to be the ones that nominate them. If you're the curator of the museum, if you're the owner of the restaurant, those are the people we want to contribute that content onto the website.
Well, thanks for talking, Jim.
Appreciate it. Thank you.